This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley May. Several uncontained fires on Colorado's western slope and a big one in eastern Utah that's moving towards the Colorado state border have prompted Governor Jared Polis to issue a disaster declaration. The four fires vary in size but have closed Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park and forced several evacuation and pre-evac notices. With the declaration, the state's emergency operations and resource mobilization plans are activated. Meanwhile, Douglas County evacuation orders that were issued for a brush fire near Chatfield Reservoir yesterday have been lifted. If you're thinking of buying an electric vehicle, experts say now is the time. President Trump's budget bill eliminates the federal incentive for plug-in cars starting October 1st. Will Tuer is the head of the Colorado Energy Office.
Get out there right now and purchase the vehicle. The best deal that you're going to get in a long time is the deal that you get by the end of September.
Colorado's EV tax credit is also set to drop from $3,500 to $750 starting next year. Other incentives meant to help less wealthy residents buy EVs, however, will remain in place. A theater troupe in Creed is celebrating six decades on stage this year, but they say it's bittersweet because the milestone comes as federal funding for the arts is cut. Emily Van Fleet is the artistic director for the Creed Repertory Theater. She says their bilingual musical outreach to kids in rural Southwest Colorado may have to end after this season.
It sees up to 40,000 students a year. And these are kids that don't get theater program. They are not exposed to theater or performing arts in any way a lot of the time.
Van Fleet says a new play program that amplifies the voices of Latino and indigenous communities in Southwest Colorado has also lost its funding through the National Endowment for the Arts. This is CPR News in KRCC.